Hi everyone, today I want to share with you an exciting upcoming new launch in District 16. This condo is known as Vela Bay. It's located within the highly sought after Bayshore precinct. This prime residential site sits along Bayshore Drive. This is a newly introduced road. It enjoys a strategic location right next to the East Coast Parkway, direct front East Coast Park, as well as the sea. Let's zoom into the site itself. The development is situated right beside Bayshore MRT station on the Thompson East Coast Line, with direct access from the project to the station itself. This is a huge plus point for future residents. Here, the land parcel measures approximately 10,497 square meters, with a maximum gross floor area of 44,000 square meters. It was awarded during the government land sale tender on the 26th of November 2024 to Xinhai Yi for $658 million. Translating to about 1,494 per square feet per GFA. Now, let's break this down using age prop analysis. Based on a land cost of around 1,388 per square feet per prop ratio, and after factoring in construction costs, financing, professional fees, and other marketing expenses, the estimated break-even costs come up to around 2,528 per square feet per prop ratio. So, what could this development potentially launch at? Assuming a developer profit margin of around 20%, we could be looking at an indicative selling price starting from 3,000 per square feet. Moving on to the project details, as a GRI site, this is a 99-year leasehold development. It will comprise two blocks of 31 storey with about 9 units per floor, totaling 515 units. There will be two basement car parks, but only about 258 parking lots. As this is designed to be a car-lit development, with the MRT station just next door, many residents may not even need a car. Looking at the site plan, both blocks are thoughtfully orientated to maximize sea views. For example, in block 3 itself, 13 out of 18 stacks are sea facing, which means about 271 out of 515 units will enjoy sea view. Generally, to get a clear view, you will likely need to be on the 11th floor and above. For the rest, they will likely to be facing the landed or the surrounding condominiums. In terms of access, vehicular entrance is via a new road known as Bayshore Walk, where you'll find the drop-off point and access to the basement car park. Pedestrian access is also very convenient, with a direct link from the MRT station via Gate 2, as well as another entrance for Bayshore Drive. The development itself is surrounded by greenery and well-planned communal facilities. You'll find amenities such as a tennis court, a 50-meter swimming pool between the two blocks, a clubhouse, gym, children playground, and more, creating a comprehensive lifestyle environment for residents. Let's take a look at the unit mix. The development offers a good range of layouts, from 1 bedroom plus study, 2 bedrooms and 2 bedroom premium unit, to 3 bedroom and 3 bedroom premium units, all the way up to 4 and 5 bedroom units. There are also 2 exclusive penthouses. Now, let me briefly walk you through some of the floor plans. First, we have the 2-bedroom unit at 689 square feet. These come with a highly efficient dumbbell layout, where both bedrooms are positioned on either side, with the living room in the center. The kitchen is designed as an open concept layout, conveniently located right next to the foyer. Next, we have the typical 3-bedroom unit at 1033 square feet. As you enter, you are welcomed by a foyer area. The unit features an enclosed kitchen with a dedicated yard space, along with a household shelter and a WC. The living area opens to a spacious balcony, and as with most layout, the bedrooms are neatly tucked to one side for better privacy. Lastly, we have the spacious 5-bedroom unit at 1582 square feet. This unit comes with private lift access, leading into your own lift lobby. The bedroom include the master suite are located on one side, while a junior suite with its own attached bathroom sit on the opposite corner. The kitchen is positioned at the rear of the unit and include a back door with access to the common lift. Now, let's take a look at some of the past transactions in the area. When we talk about this project, one project that comes to my mind is Seaside Residence. This is a 99-year leasehold development by Fraser Centrepoint, which was launched in 2017 and completed in 2021, with a total of 841 units. Back then, I can still recall the launch price ranged from about 1,400 to 1,800 per square feet, which many considered very expensive at that point of time, especially given that nearby older freehold development back then were trading around 1,200 to 1,500 per square feet only. Seriously, I never bluff you. However, prices have since appreciated significantly. Today, many owners are sitting on strong profit. For example, a recent two-bedroom unit saw a profit of about 792,000 at a breathtaking 2,700 per square feet, while the four-bedroom unit achieved a gain of over 1.1 million after a 8 years holding period. That's why I always say, it's important to hold on to your property for the long term to benefit from capital appreciation. The best part, you got to enjoy living with a sea view, technically for free. Looking ahead, the Bayshore precinct is set for major transformation. There will be upcoming BTO developments, bringing in more amenities such as coffee shop, childcare center, and supermarket within the estate itself. Not too far away, an integrated transport hub above Bedok South MRT station is also slated for sale, which will include a retail mall and residential component, further enhancing the overall livability of this area. So, why consider Bella Bay? The East has always been one of the most popular residential regions in Singapore. It offers close proximity to Jewel, Changi Airport, East Coast Park, and an abundance of food and lifestyle options. Moreover, not many condominiums today offer you unblocked sea view. Bella Bay is one of them. Most importantly, based on the UOA master plan, there are several additional land parcels in the vicinity embarked for future residential development, both public and private. This gives Bella Bay a potential first mover advantage within a transformation precinct. The Bayshore new precinct is also very livable with new amenities, a brand new SAFRA, one of the biggest in town, a new primary school, and a parcel of land zoned for hospital use. Preview is expected to begin on 11 April. Here, if you'd like to find out more or secure an early preview slot, feel free to contact me. I look forward to seeing you.